New York sports at an all-time high, BT. You got the Mets and Yanks in the championship series. Giants Sunday Night Football last night, even with the loss, but at least looking better. Their defense looks legit. Jets Monday Night Football, a huge game against the Bills. As we said, we got both the Yanks game later on tonight. You get the Mets this afternoon. Yankees game two tomorrow as well. You mentioned it before that there was split decision with the Yanks as far as going with Carlos Rodon in game one tonight. I don't trust Rodon at all. I understand why they would go him in game one. But I feel like Clark Schmidt is the better pitcher. What was your gut here on what you would have done as far as having game one tonight at the stadium? Who do you want on the mound?
See, here's the thing. If you're going to remain married to the numbers, that Rodon's much more effective in the Bronx than elsewhere. And despite what happened the other night, that's true. And the splits favor the Bronx. If you're going to remain connected to that, which I think organizationally that's maybe where the debate came in, I get it, because if you want to do that, then you're like, all right, Rodon, home or away? Well, all right, let's go with him home again. Now, if we don't pitch Rodon in game one, if we do go with Schmidt in game one, say the other side of the room won the debate, and then went with Schmidt game one, unless you pitch Rodon in game two to remain married to that Bronx, you know, favorable analytical stuff, you're not pitching Gerrit Cole in the first two games. There's no chance that that's happening.
Right.
So if you basically, it's this. If you want Rodon to pitch in the Bronx, it had to be game one.
Okay, I'm just trying, now we look ahead here. So we know it's Rodon game one tonight at the stadium. Can't wait. Place is going to be.
Oh, my, it's going
to
be insane.
I went to game two against Kansas City, and it was the words I used to describe it were ferocious roar.
Yeah,
when Rodon,
when
he struck out the side there.
Yeah.
It was different. I felt like Citi Field was very loud and good throughout, but the Yankee fan, it just felt.
A little different edge?
It felt, yeah.
Wow.
There was a little bit. I would probably say Citi was louder, I think, throughout. Out and maybe more excited.
Now, more moments, by the way, to celebrate. Home runs and grand slams.
I was
going to
say, game two was a loss, but that roar that I heard in the beginning, I'm expecting more of that tonight. I'm not going to go tonight because with the Mets and Jets, but tomorrow, I know maybe both of us try to be in the building.
I might be going tomorrow.
I'm excited about the Yanks and to feel that crowd. Anyway, we look ahead here. So let's say today's Monday and it's game one.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so it would be Rodon on normal rest in Cleveland for game five. Remember, that's another element here. I guess either way you look at it, unless you were pushing Rodon back to
four. Which I had no problem
with. Yeah, well, me neither. So that's the question.
Maybe that was the debate.
Do you want Rodon starting twice and one on the road in a game five?
I didn't want him starting game five in the Bronx. If there was a game five, I was saying maybe it should. No, Luis Gil's definitely going to game four.
Correct.
They've announced
that's
that.
What I'm saying. But if Rodon went four, you can go Schmidt one, or even you could have gone Gil one, I guess. But say Schmidt one.
Cole two.
And then Gil three.
Correct.
Because now
And then back to Cole? Well, or that at that point.
No, you push Rodon.
Yep.
And then you're back to the top again. Now, Cole, let's see. So Cole's going to pitch tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Right. So Sunday would be his normal day. There is no day. So Cole's going to get game six. Again, he's going 2-6.
No chance he can get game five if they had to?
No, because it's Saturday. That's true. You're going to pitch him on 3 days rest?
If he was pitching tonight, he would be able to get back.
Yeah, well, that's,
that.
No, you can't, so that's my point.
Mess around with that,
so your game one starter, now Rodon, is going to go game five in Cleveland.
Well, the good news is that the Yankees bullpen is fully rested.
Right.
I mean, they are ready to come out and just be a massive weapon tonight.
Would you trust Clark Schmidt in game five or Rodon?
Schmidt.
And that's the point.
No hesitation.
So then, like, tonight is different. Tonight at the stadium, it's like, all right, flip a coin. We should be okay with Rodon.
We can get 15 outs if we have to and hopefully win 6-5.
But by starting him, Rodon, tonight, you're now pretty much locking him in to game five. I mean, it's either that or Marcus Stroman who's on the roster.
I was going to ask you, Stroman is on the roster. There's no, I mean, given Luis Gil the ball in game three and he hasn't pitched, game four.
Game four, yeah.
And he hasn't pitched at all. And would they do the same with Stroman?
No, I think Rodon. I think once you make that decision, he's got to get another start.
I tend to agree.
I mean, Stroman's going to be the long guy. If Rodon gets lit up in two innings, maybe Stroman comes in and settles things down.
That's possible.
Similar to what the Mets have with Senga / Peterson.
But what do you think the real debate was? Was it going, because I don't, unless there's somebody standing up in that room saying, to hell with the analytics. Did you see him the other night in the Bronx, guys?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody actually stood up and projected it that way, Hey, stop being married to the numbers. Who are our best pitchers? Who do we want pitching?
Well, initially,
did somebody have the stones to do that? I don't know.
Initially, I thought they were just trying to have him at home. But the more I think about it, that should take less priority over who's going to be starting game five.
It should, but I don't know if it does for them.
Now, the other...
Because it didn't in the previous round.
The other factor, and I guarantee you this played a part of it as well, Clark Schmidt would be going in game seven. Yeah. Right? So you project it forward. Cole can go game six. Not going to go game five. He's going to go game six. I mean, I guess theoretically you could push him back, but you're not going to do that. Yeah, so you're going to have Clark Schmidt in games three and game seven.
I was trying to see if it could possibly work out. Like if Heel was dominant in game four, but then he's only, and that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No, that would be on 3 days rest. They're not going to do that.
Schmidt would be normal rest in game seven.
Yep.
So that, I guarantee you, was the other side of it. They valued, all right, it's either Schmidt for 1-5 or 3-7.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you get Rodon a home game, game five less important as opposed to seven in case it goes that way. And also project forward too with the World Series, although I guess with the days off, they should have, in theory, plenty of time to line up Gerrit Cole anyway for game one.
They should.
So I mean, wouldn't listen, be this, saving
we
Schmidt.
I'm sorry, Sal. We make this easy. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a lot of play here.
And then matchups and analytics. I'm sure those are things that we don't get into. But either way, I would expect the stadium to be on fire tonight. Now, you were at the last ALCS. Which game did you go to? Game three?
Saturday. What game was that? I guess that would have been game three.
Which was the first home game.
It's awful.
I know they were down 0-2, but
terrible.
Still. It's going to be different.
Did they get shut out? I don't even know if there was a run. Now that I think about it, I think they didn't even score.
But even coming back home down 0-2, it's ALCS. You'd think it's more fired up, and it wasn't.
There was no juice.
This is going to be different.
It's the opposite of this year. People think, see, last year you went because you hope, and, you know, hey, still going to a league championship series game. There's a lot worse things to do in the world than that. But I had a lot of company. I had no conviction that team was going to do anything. It was maybe if they get lucky. You know, you steal a little magic here. This year is totally different. I expect the Yankees to get to the World Series. Though I do expect the Guardians to push, and they present some issues. I expect the Yankees to win.
I think it's going to be a good, long series. Yeah, I mean, listen, unless the Yankees play at their peak, if the Yankees play their best, then they will dispose of the Guardians in five or so games.
Well, I want to ask you this. What's more likely, or in order of how you view it?
Yeah.
Yankees in a quick series, Yanks in a short one.
Like short by you mean five or less?
Four or five. Yeah,
okay.
So Yankees in a deep one, Yanks in a short one, Guardians. I think Guardians, I'll just finish the thought. Yeah. Guardians in a deep one, Guardians in a short one. The only thing that I really don't see happening is the Guardians in a short one. I think everything else is kind of on the table.
Right.
But I would probably say, I think I'm leaning more Yankees in a short one.
Like,
I think the Yanks are going to play. Yeah. I think the Yanks are going to play well.
Yeah, I'm going to go longer series.
Yankees.
No, I think Cleveland.
Look at this guy.
I just don't think that it's as easy as every. Now, again, the Yankees, based on the way the Yankees are playing, if they play the way they played against the Royals, they will get beat in this series. Now, is it possible that they play better than the way they played against the Royals? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the caveat.
See worse starting pitching, that's for sure.
Correct. Well, that's the other thing. So then if they see the worst starting pitching and the offense gets going, then all of a sudden I could see a scenario where the Yankees win in five, mm-hmm. maybe six games, take out Cleveland. But if the Yankees play the way that they've played a lot of part of the regular season and the way that they played against the Royals, that's where I think that they're vulnerable.
Unless Judge is superhuman.
You know,
he hasn't shown that
so
yet.
So those are, you know, it depends on how they, like, yeah, anything could happen. But based on the way that they played against the Royals and the way that I've seen them be inconsistent, I think they could get beat here. And I do think too many people, myself included, going into the postseason, the Yankees going to the World Series. It's just the way the path is, whatever. They're going to sweep the Royals. And then watching the Royals series, even though they took them out in four, it was still discouraging. So can they raise their level? I think they're going to have to raise their level of play if they want to get to the World Series, and I'm not so sure that they will.
Did you see the Fox pregame with Big Papi, A-Rod, and
obviously
Jeets?
Not much of it,
no. Okay. Jeter said something. Now, we know Derek's history. He doesn't take anything for granted. I was surprised he went here. He actually said on the air, he said, this is actually easy for the Yankees. Like, I was so surprised because he's always on guard against...
What, this series he meant?
Meaning, hey, got lucky. Nothing else could go your way. Basically saying you have to win. Yeah, I was surprised. It was very candid, and I kind of agree.
I mean, we...
But that's never been Jeter's M.O. Take anything for granted, Derek.
Did you watch any of Cleveland and Detroit?
Very little. No.
I watched some of it. I think they're going to be a problem.
Well, they hit Skubal, which was interesting.
Okay, so that's the start, but also the energy. I didn't know that their closer class, I know how good he is.
Yep.
He comes out to the Wild thing.
I know, but the Yankees touched him up once this year.
Yeah, I remember.
But he's filthy, man.
And their bullpen in general, and that place.
Yeah. Hey, ain't the Bronx. It's a good place.
Yeah,
ain't here.
Understood. I mean, the Royals won a game here. I think they're going to be more dangerous than I initially thought. I think this will be, like, everybody was worried about Houston, and understandably so. I think this is the toughest challenge that they will face and that they could have faced in general.
What if the Tigers would have won Saturday 3-2 and Skubal's got two starts at a potential seven-game series? You're not saying what you're saying now?
I still think Cleveland. Because all they had...
Then you would say the Yankees have an easy time with Detroit.
Yes, I do. Okay. And I think
I can understand that difference.
I think a five-game series first round with Detroit, I think the Yankees
could have...
Yes, that would have been a tougher challenge. But I do think Cleveland's going to be an issue here for the Yanks. Chris is calling from Kingston. What's up, Chris?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, BT, did you see yesterday's exchange with Rick Brunson and Steve Asenzo?
I was watching it live. Amazingly, it's preseason hoops. We're going to actually get to that a little bit later. I did see it. That was I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. That was nuts.
It's not like a regular season game, not a preseason, but. So anyway, so I think the Mets are in trouble. I think this is the Dodgers' year, and what I find amazing is that Glasnow and Ohtani hasn't pitched. You know, they're not even pitching the postseason, and they're going to be back next season, and they're doing all that without really depth starting pitching, and it just goes to show how their offense is from top to bottom so much better than what the Mets have faced so far in this postseason, and their bullpen is just on fire right now. I just think they're playing with the edge right now, and I think they're going straight through the playoffs.
Dodgers look different. I mean, and it's one game. And so, listen, they didn't really slap around the Padres to that score. So, listen, but I think the Phillies lineup is good.
Yeah, it's not as good as the Dodgers.
I know, but it's good.
Another level. Let me just say this, though. As much as I hated the Senga decision and then his performance and then the way that the Mets looked last night, it's very easy to get caught up in the moment. And it's not even just overreacting to a game because it's not just that. If this were a bad loss against a team that you really truly felt the Mets were better than, it'd be like, right, it happened, you move on. The problem is that the Dodgers are built to be a World Series champion. Mm-hmm. The Mets were not. They're not built on that level. They've had a terrific season. They've had some good pieces. But the reality is that they don't have enough to compete with the Dodgers in theory on paper. Then you see what happened in the game. So it's not just an overreaction, but... Let me remind you, these things change quickly. It's one game. All of a sudden, the Mets go out there today, and Manaea shuts them down, and Alonso hits a two-run homer, and Lindor gets on base and is driving and runs. Like, you start to say, oh, yeah, this is why I believed in the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
It can change like that. Or the Dodgers' bats go cold. Like, the Dodgers did lose a couple of games to the Padres. They can be beat, too. So it's not – yesterday was the perfect storm of uh-oh. But, and it could continue today. We don't know. But also, let's not go nuts and just lose all hope and belief. The Mets are set up nicely here and still have a chance, even if they lost this game, to come back home and still fight in this series and minimum win 2 out of 3 at home, which I think they would do. Now, going back to LA and having to win 6 and 7, you don't want to be in that spot. But point is, it was as bad as it gets last night. Could change quickly today.
They've earned the benefit of the doubt that they will find a way to piece something together. I feel like that's a stretch because I just really think the Dodgers are a lot better. But you got to keep some oxygen in their lungs because they just haven't been snuffed out despite having 10,000 chances to get snuffed out.
You think Nimmo's going to hit?
In the series in totality? No.
He's going to have to, right. Okay, do you think Alonso's going to hit?
Maybe one or two home runs, but not the present. No, not
right.
Not no.
Right. So that, and the reason why I asked that is that's to me, I understand why you feel that way. That's going to be the difference.
Yep.
I think the other guys will do, whether it's Lindor, Vientos, the other guys in the lineup, Manaea, Seve, Quintana, like the bullpen, they'll do pretty much what we expect. The difference in this series may be if Nimmo and Alonso hit. Like the guys that they're being paid to be, like a 3 and 4 hitter. If they produce at that level and can match the Dodgers' offensive output early on, that I think is where the difference comes.